Hello, welcome to Relaxation with Tina. This episode is particularly for those who might be having a hospital procedure or any anxiety or worry that relates to going to the hospital or a clinic. So, first of all, let's lie down somewhere comfortable. In a moment, we're going to relax together and any feelings you have in your body, we'll notice them, but they'll just pass. Any noises in the background, we'll notice them, and then they'll fade away. In fact, they'll just help you relax even more deeply. So, find a comfortable position. Close your eyes gently. Take a deep breath. That's right. And then another, filling your lungs full of energy and relaxation. And then breathe out any tension. This is a moment just for you to relax. You're going to allow your eyes to feel heavy as they do just before you drop into sleep. But you will be aware of my voice, and even as you relax very deeply, my voice will go with you. Deeply breathing in and out. With each breath, relaxing even more deeply into a very comfortable state. We're going to move from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. Relaxing every part of your body. And each time I say relaxing, you'll deepen that relaxation. To the top of your head, be aware of the hairs on your head or your scalp, and then just let it tingle and relax. And tingle across your forehead and relax. Your eyebrows and relax. A wave of gentle feeling across your nose, your eyes, your ears, chin, your mouth, your jaw, and relax. Relax your voice box and your neck. Let your shoulders drop into the pillow or the bed and relax. Let your arms relax through to the elbows. Each finger tip, let it relax. Now back to our chest, breathing in and out and relaxing it, letting the tension go. Also our abdomen, our back, our legs, the hips, and down through to our knees are just going to feel a gentle energy and then they will relax. Your calves and the shins. Be aware now of your ankles, of your feet, the heels resting in the front of your foot, and each toe enveloped in a relaxing energy. And now you are going to float down in a very, very relaxed state. I'm going to count now from 10 to 1. And as I go down, it will be like going in a lift to a relaxing place or floating on a cloud. 10, relaxing. 9, more relaxed. 8, even more relaxed. 7, deeply relaxed. 6, relaxing more. And 5, even more. And 4, you're so deeply relaxed. And 3, relaxing. And 2, Breath in and out as you let yourself sink into level one is such a relaxed place. And here you are in a special relaxed place. Perhaps you've been here before. Perhaps it's a new place. It could be a hammock to lie in and gently swing, feeling the sun on your face and the grass at your toes. Gentle sunshine, just the right amount of breeze. And the noises in the background are all so comforting. Gentle buzz of insects enjoying flowers, birds in trees, a lap of water, all the things that would bring you comfort in nature as you feel deeply relaxed. And now, as you relax and go deeper, I'd like you to imagine that you are at the hospital or clinic. You are here at the hospital because you're going to have a procedure that will improve your life. You are ready and all you need. You have everything packed. You're in the right clothes. Everything is organized. And you're ready for the hospital procedure that will be safe and secure. I want you to notice that you are feeling calm and confident. You are relaxed and have only a small and understandable anticipation and concern, as we all would have. Appropriate feelings towards the coming procedure. And all around you are people arriving and leaving. You hear people talking in the background. You hear interesting conversations. They're all relevant to the place that you're in as people hurry to and fro. The atmosphere is calm and there's practiced efficiency. People moving through the hospital. All possible problems have a solution. Everyone and everything is taken care of, and all arrive and depart efficiently and calmly. There's so much order around you. You really notice this. So many potential problems already anticipated. The solutions ready to hand. You now move to the desk where you check in, give your information, and you're aware of the procedures to ensure that all the procedures will be safe, that people are checked, perhaps they're weighed and x-rayed. Before being allowed to put on a hospital gown and rest gently and carefully whilst they await their turn. And all the while, the doctors and nurses are checking the systems as they do before any procedure. They check every small thing in a specific and detailed manner, in accordance with the checklists that are standard in hospitals, checklists that have been developed through many thousands of hours of experience of evolving technology and science over the years. The doctor will check that everything is as it should be because they are aware that things can go wrong. There are natural and professional cautions, and they've learned that the systems they depend upon are the best that can be relied on. They check because they are aware that thousands of procedures happen every day without mishap, because all doctors check each and every procedural detail, because they too want to be sure as they possibly can that everything is okay. They have confidence in the nurses in accordance with strict schedules and limits, and confidence in any technology that support them to do the procedure. So much confidence because they spend so much of their lives undertaking these procedures. They reserve for themselves that natural and appropriate respect for those things that can be checked. And when they are checked, the confidence to know that they have done this well, left nothing to chance, and that the procedure will be safe and without fuss, just one amongst many that happen day after day without being noticed at all by those who have these procedures. Because there is a vast and international network of medical procedures working to rules that all must comply with and adhere to, and thereby safety is assured. And the doctor too must be checked. They must pass inspection, and they are subject to regular and stringent checks, carefully monitored to ensure that they are fit to perform the procedure. And I wonder if you are aware that they and their co-workers are supported by regulation. There will always be a qualified and capable doctor in charge. Each system in the hospital has a backup, sometimes even three or more, and you will be pleasantly surprised at how calm and confident you will be as you have your hospital gown on. Take a comfortable position on the couch, aware of the quiet efficiency of the nurses as they ensure that you're comfortable. Just one more person for them in their busy schedule, and their air of calm and confidence will allow you to become more and more calm yourself, more confident. You feel safe and secure. You will be aware of a natural and appropriate anticipation. The anticipation that you feel whenever you undertake something new. The anticipation of a new experience. You will be aware of a voice from deep within your subconscious, a voice telling you that all is well, and it really is all right to feel okay. And that anesthetics are just a brief sleeping time so procedures can take place. A voice telling you that all is well, the voice of your own inner advisor, that part of you that has perfect knowledge, and you can feel safe and secure in the knowledge that your inner advisor has all the knowledge that it needs to feel satisfied with the situation and will allow you to feel at ease, safe and secure, excited for a good outcome from this procedure, to see things in a different light, a warm and comfortable light that allows a feeling to change, to arrange your thoughts and images from anything that is uncomfortable to something very comfortable, allowing the mind to foresee the change in the future and to enjoy noticing as that future occurs. You will enter the procedure and awake afterwards. As you fall asleep, you look forward with pleasure to a more comfortable you after the successful procedure. Always aware of the fact you have perfect knowledge on your own inner wisdom, wise inner advisor to remind you to exercise normal and natural, appropriate caution in all things, but to be mindful of how well prepared everyone is around you. And now, sitting with this comfort, we're just going to take some deep breaths in and out. You might like to repeat to yourself, I feel comfortable and confident in the skills of those around me. I feel comfortable and confident in the skills of those around me. I feel comfortable and confident in the skills of those around me. Now take another deep breath, and in a moment I will count from 1 to 10. And with each number, you will rise to a little more wakefulness. And you will be surprised how relaxed you feel, but also deeply energized and very settled about what's ahead. 1, awakening slightly. 2, even a little more. 3, rising up to more awakening. 4, knowing you will be energized in the waking hours. 5, beginning to move your body, feeling more awake. 6, feeling confident and secure as you awaken. 7, beginning to open your eyes. 8, opening your eyes. 9, a big stretch to get you into an awakened place. And 10, fully awake. Let's just take a moment to orientate ourselves. You've been listening to Relaxation with Tina. This session is particularly designed for those who might have any anxiety about hospital procedures or anaesthetics. Do listen as often as you feel you need to, as you anticipate the date of your procedure. Take care, everybody. Please do share, like, and subscribe for additional episodes of Relaxation with Tina. Take care.